is Tanya, and welcome to Barefoot at the Movies. Let's talk about movies. I finally sat and watched Megan. As I mentioned in the intro, I'm not a fan of horror movies, so I was really on the fence about whether or not I was going to watch this one. But then I learned a few things about it, and I watched multiple interviews, and it's really not a horror movie. They try and make it more of a psychological thriller, maybe? Not sure. I don't know what genre you'd put it in, but it's not a horror movie. So I did watch it, and realistically, it's just, if you don't know anything about Megan, it's just the story of a girl with a really, really creepy new doll. Basically it, until about the last half hour of the movie. Megan, which is actually spelled M3GAN, stands for Model 3 Generative Android. So, Allison Williams from Get Out, Peter Pan Live, Series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix, The Perfection, The Mindy Project. She plays Gemma. Gemma is a robotics engineer at a toy company. And part of her job is creating new toys, obviously. She's created this perpetual pet toy that you have to feed and take care of and different things like that. And her goal, she really wants to create this lifelike robot doll that will be a companion and toy for children. Toy company has told her to shelf that project and they're not doing it. They want another perpetual pet toy because they're liking those. But she really wants to work on this doll, this lifelike doll, Megan. And her niece and her sister and her brother-in-law are in a really bad car accident. And her sister and her brother-in-law pass away. And Gemma ends up taking in her niece and has to figure out what she's going to do with her. Her brother-in-law's parents want to take her to Florida and have offered to just take her. And she is trying to decide if she's going to keep her and raise her or what she's going to do because her sister wanted her to have her, the niece. And the niece is played by Violet McGraw. She is from Black Widow. She plays young Yelena. She's also in Dr. Sleep. She's in some episodes of Law and Order. Or one episode, she's in The Haunting of Hill House, Ready Player One. So she's done a couple things, but she's young. And she does a really good job. Both Violet McGraw as Katie, that's the niece's name, and Allison Williams as Gemma do an amazing job and give a great performance. They are really good. The movie was okay. It was fine. I didn't love it, but I didn't plan on loving it, so that was fine. But all I could think watching it was, this is the bad seed. I've seen this before. It's the bad seed. If you don't know, The Bad Seed was a book, and it was then a stage play. After it was a stage play, it did get made into a movie a couple of times. And it kind of has an interesting story because the ending changes depending on where our society's at. So there's a movie called The Bad Seed that is in the horror thriller genre in 1956. And then there was a TV movie in 2018. And I feel like there was one more. I was wrong. It's not The Bad Seed. That one was called The Good Son. There was one called The Good Son in 1993 with Macaulay Culkin of Home Alone fame. Of course, he's done other things like My Girl and American Horror Story, Dollface. He's done a few other things, but that's the one I was thinking of. So there's been a book, there was a stage play, couple TV movies, and a movie called The Bad Seed, And then there's this one called The Good Son. I haven't seen the stage play, but I've seen the made-for-TV version and the movie versions of The Bad Seed. And I've seen The Good Son with Macaulay Culkin. And they're all definitely terrifying horror stories. They all kind of follow that same Megan storyline, except that they're human. But they're all kind of that same story of this sweet, innocent 8-year-old child who may have possibly done some terrible things. If you enjoyed Megan and you haven't seen The Bad Seed, I would recommend you watch the one from 2018 with Rob Lowe. That was a good version. I did enjoy the one from 1956. That was a good version as well. But if you're not into old movies, watch the 2018 Rob Lowe one. That was scarier to me because it was a child, whereas Megan was like The Bad Seed meets Terminator. I am very much of the opinion that AI is not a good thing. James Cameron told us that back in 1984 with Terminator. I've seen multiple movies that deal with that. So the whole idea of creating a robot doll for your child, that is terrifying in and of itself. But the movie Megan brings up some interesting questions about what it means to be a parent. One of Gemma's ideas is that this robot can be programmed, because as a parent, if you are a parent, if any of you know, I have 3 children. They're all grown adults now, but I have raised them. And in raising children, you repeat yourself constantly and say the same thing over and over. And Megan can help with that. She can remind your child to flush the toilet. She can remind your child to wash their hands. She can remind your child that they need to clean up their toys. Whatever it might be that you have to constantly repeat over and over, she can do that for you. She can also read your child a bedtime story and tuck them in at night and remind them to brush their teeth and all of these things that one of Gemma's coworkers says, well, if Megan's doing all that, what are you doing as the parent? When are you spending time with your child? And as I said, Gemma ends up with her niece, Katie, and she doesn't know how to be a parent. This isn't her child. She hasn't raised her. She's never really been around children, even though she creates toys. She doesn't really deal with children, so she doesn't know what to do. So she thinks it's a great idea. Because Katie has lost her parents, she is also seeing a therapist to help her deal with that grief and adjust. And the therapist brings up some very valid concerns about Megan as well, and about Katie connecting to people and an attachment and a bond that maybe isn't the healthiest when it comes to Megan. So while watching Megan, all I could think about was The Bad Seed and the similarities, because there were a lot of similarities. There were also, they touched on some of those aspects of, is this really healthy and what's best for our kids? Which is an interesting idea. And then, you know, you get to the last half hour that's just insane and nuts and everything just goes crazy the way you expect. There is a weird little twist at the end that they've kind of left it open for a sequel. They did announce a sequel while Megan was still in the theaters. Who knows where that sequel will go and what they will do with the story from that point. But anyway, it's kind of my thoughts on Megan. I watched it. It was interesting. Like I said, the acting was great. The technology, I'm not even sure the word to use for how they created Megan, whether it was an actress, whether it was puppets, whether it was CGI, the combination of it all, that was really impressive and amazing. And that's probably why I watched it, because I wanted to see that part of it. But yeah, that's my thoughts on Megan. Not much, I know. So this is Tanya with Barefoot at the Movies. Let's talk about movies.